Got something to say. Brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And Surf Pro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say.
Hey, welcome to the show. It's Ray Gustafson, joined in the studio. Of course, we're talking about Blossom Time, as we have been over the past couple of weeks, and we will continue coming up as Blossom Time comes up the third week in March. I've got to get the date down, but joined in the studio by Natalie Davis, Miss Hart. Hi, Natalie.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You look like you're warming up a little bit. It's winter in Michigan. Did you know it gets cold in the winter?
I did not.
You didn't know that. Okay. Well, have you lived here all your life? Now it'll warm up a little bit. And also by Michelle Ellis, chairman of Teen Blossom Time and also chairman of Miss Hart. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Trying to warm up a little bit, but we'll get there.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, Miss Hart. So, Natalie, first off, I want to find out a little bit more about Miss Hart and what's all involved with that in case some people aren't. I mean, everybody's familiar with Blossom Time, but the process for Miss Hart. But first, I want to find out a little bit of information about Natalie. So what grade are you in, Natalie?
I'm actually a freshman in college.
A freshman in college?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. You kind of threw me through a loop there. So where do you go to college at?
I'm at Southwestern Michigan College.
And what are you taking up?
I'm going into the nursing field.
So. Are you?
Yep.
What made you decide, you know, to want to become a nurse, obviously, then? And are you going to specialize in something then, or?
I really want to be a neonatal nurse. So I don't know, just the babies gets me. Yeah.
You like babies?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. So have you been like a babysitter growing up and stuff?
Not really.
Really?
No. Nope.
Boy, you need to learn a little bit before you get into this field. No, I'm kidding. So I have six children, so I've been there all the way through. So what does Natalie like to do outside of, and I want to ask you in a minute how you got into Blossom Time and wanted to become Miss Hart, but what do you do in your spare time?
Well,
if that even exists, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I work, and I used to play volleyball and softball, and then I'm in 4-H, so I have animals that I deal with all the time.
Okay. And you say you work. Do we want to give a little shout-out to your employer, or you'd rather not?
I work at Beeson Street in Dowagiac, so.
Okay. All right. Yep. Whoop. A little shout-out there. There we go. So, okay. So you woke up one morning, Natalie, and you were waking up, and before you took that shower to wake up a little bit, you were thinking, I think I'm going to try out for Miss Hart, right? Is that how it worked?
Sure.
Is that definitely the process? Or did somebody poke and prod you a little bit and say, you're going to do this? You know, no, I'm kidding.
So not really.
What made you decide to want to do something? Well, first off, have you ever been involved in Blossom Time in the past?
No, not
so involved. First time around. So what made you think about this? Did somebody say, hey, you should try it or what?
Yeah, kind of. My mom and I heard about it and we were talking about it for a little bit, but we kind of just like let it go. And then my second runner up actually went out for it last year and she said it was a great experience. So she kind of, I don't want to say she poked at me, but she asked me and my first runner-up to go out for it with her. So.
Did she say why it was so great when she was giving you some reasons?
Well, she was actually on the court last year, too, so she told us like all the things that she got to do, and it just seemed like a great experience, so of course I had to try it, too.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
Of course you did. So, Michelle Ellis, like I said, chairman for Team Blossom Time and Miss Hart. And between the two of you now, I want to ask a couple of questions because I'm a little bit ignorant on the Miss Hart process here and how it. So tell me, what does Miss Hart represent or who does Miss Hart represent? So either one of you can jump in on this one. So,
Miss Hart is basically a pageant for the communities that aren't currently involved in Blossom Time. So I'm from Dowagiac. So it's like Dowagiac, Paw Paw, Mattawan, Marcellus, and a bunch of other ones that I probably don't even know. It's basically just a pageant for those communities.
And when you say not involved in Blossom Time, Michelle, I mean, there's still a court, though, for those communities, right?
No, a lot of those communities are not Blossom Time affiliated. Some of them have their own pageants.
A little closer to that mic, if you would, please. Yep.
A lot of those communities have their own pageants or don't have pageants whatsoever.
Okay.
So Blossom Time has developed, under the umbrella of Blossom Time, is Miss Hart. And that is open to any of the girls and the women that would like to go out and be involved in Blossom Time. So if their community does not have a scholarship pageant underneath and affiliated with Blossom Time, they're welcome to come out with this. And then they get the whole experience. They go out. Their pageant is just like any other community pageant. And therefore, if they win, like Natalie, they go on to Blossom Time, just like as any other community
sure.
that you know hosts their pageants, such as St. Joe or Stevensville, Coloma, Waterville 8. And so then she goes out for Miss Blossom Time, just like all the rest of the queens.
Well, that brings me up to speed, because I wasn't I knew of Miss Hart, but I wasn't familiar with the process. Mm-hmm. So are there several Miss Harts then?
No, there's only one.
There's only one. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Just wanted to make sure. And so then being Miss Hart, like you said, Michelle, gives Natalie a chance to possibly become Miss Blossom Time then, right? So you'll compete just like everybody else
Absolutely.
Does. So. Well, thanks for the clarification. That's great. That's really great. So Natalie, what have you done? You were crowned in November.
Yep.
And so, again, congratulations on
Thank
that.
You.
What have you done since, well, first, what was the experience of being chosen? How did that make you feel?
It was really nice, actually. I think I was shocked because I didn't like have any expression. I just kind of started clapping and I'm like, oh, congratulations. Oh, wait, that's me.
That's me.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So what have you done since November? Have you gone to some of the other pageants just to kind of see how that's unfolding?
Yeah, I've actually been to quite a few of the pageants. It's been really nice meeting all the other like sister queens and everything. That's been really nice. And then I also got to do a couple other things like I did the Christmas parade in Dowagiac, so mm-hmm. that was cool, seeing like my community all cheering for us and stuff. And then I also went to the Foster Kids Christmas, and that was really nice, seeing all the kids, like, their faces, like, when they got their presents and everything. That was a really heartwarming thing.
Yeah, it's fun to work with kids, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it is.
It really is. So what other pageants have you attended so far? And I'm sure you're planning to maybe go to a couple more if they're...
I've been to a lot of them, actually.
Have
I went
really?
To Waterville, Benton Harbor, I can't even think of them now. Buchanan Hartford,
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Where do you find the time to do all of this in school and study and homework
yeah,
and all of
I don't
that?
Know.
Yeah. I know you said before we started the interview here that it's since November, it's kind of seemed like a blur, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
a little
exactly.
bit.
So then you alluded to a little bit of your volunteerism. Tell me just a little bit more about, you mentioned two or three different things. Break those down for me just a little bit, what you've done so far.
Like the Foster Kids Christmas?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Break that down a little bit. How was that something you said, this looks like fun, or did somebody contact you and ask you to become part of helping out with that?
Yeah. So my chairman, Michelle, actually told me that it was like a really great opportunity and all the queens go to it. So I obviously decided I had to
sure.
do that, but basically you just like got assigned a family or a kid and you walked around with them and got to help them open their presents. And then you went downstairs and played all the fun games and ate dinner with them. And
mm-hmm.
yeah, it was just a great time.
That's great. And what was the other one you mentioned, or the other ones you mentioned?
I went to my parade, my Christmas parade.
Yep.
That was just riding through town, basically.
Was that cold? Was it
up
on
was.
The float? So
definitely.
How so were you able to wear a jacket, I hope, in that? Or did you have to take it off for the parade? It wasn't too cold at Christmas time.
Yeah, it was a lighted parade.
Lighted parade.
I actually had sweatpants under my dress
okay.
to keep myself warm and a blanket.
Yeah.
And then I did have a coat on, but we were just in the back of a truck because we didn't have our float at the time, so...
So being that this is your first time doing this, what has been a really fun or memorable experience for you? Something that really stands out, you like that made you say, I'm really glad I did this. Or maybe there's more than one.
Kind of, yeah. I've been really enjoying the pageants and getting to know all the other girls that I'm going to spend time with later on. But I also got to do Christmas caroling at the nursing homes in Dowagiac. And that was a lot of fun, too. Like, all the elderly people, I guess you'd say, came out of their rooms and like cheered us on and just, I don't know, it was a really amazing time.
Are you a singer then, or are you just, nope? Just,
not really.
Okay. You're like me, you can sing solo, you can't hear me.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
What's the other one? I can sing tenor, 12 miles from here. Maybe that's the other one. So Michelle, real quick, if you would, mm-hmm. tell me about Miss Hart and how long have you been involved with Miss Hart and being the chairperson or chairman? If and I don't mean to put you on the spot, has it been quite a number of years or just in the recently? Or I'm not going to hold you to a date.
No, I was asked to help out with Miss Hart, and first was asked to help out with Teen Blossom Time
right.
after and beginning, and then it went into asking to help out with Miss Hart. So I was lucky enough to get Natalie in her court and help them kind of prepare her for Blossom Time. And we have Jessica, her first runner-up, that's going actually out from a spirit. That is this weekend.
Okay.
On Saturday. So, and that is for all the communities that have queens in their first runner-up.
Right,
first
right.
runners-up can go out from a spirit. So we're getting her ready for that. And just this year, we just kind of happened to fall. I did. Our family did, into Blossom Time this year when our daughter Riley was crowned Miss Blossom Time. So since then, we've just kind of been able to experience what a great organization this is, what it brings to the girls and the boys, because we have our kings as well.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And it's just been wonderful to see what it can really do for these kids in the community and encouraging them and letting them grow. So with that being said, when they asked, I was on board. And so I started with the teen court. So we have four wonderful girls for that as well. And then I kind of fell into doing heart as well. So we've had a great time.
It sounds like it. It sounds like it would be fun. It probably takes up more time than what you maybe originally thought, though, trying to organize things.
Yeah. I don't know about the organized thing. I think I got to go by the seat of my pants a little more than anything.
Well, you should work in radio then. No, I'm just kidding. So.
It's great, though. I mean, it's worth it. You know, I mean, the household might be a little crazy when you're kind of running in and out all the time and going to do different things. But the payoff in the end with these kids is absolutely amazing. And to see how these girls can grow from the time they're crowned until they have to give up their crown. I mean, my experience is seeing how much it's allowed my daughter to grow. And I've already seen Natalie grow tremendously just since she's been crowned and the things that we've done with her and we've spoke about. So, you know, there's a reward in it, just watching the kids grow and seeing what it gives to them. And therefore, they can give back to their community and others.
Awesome. Natalie Davis, Miss Hart for Blossom Time. Michelle Ellis, chairman of Teen Blossom Time and chairman, I guess, for Miss Hart as well. Thanks for coming in and sharing your story. It was a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Got something to say? Brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Got something to say? From News Talk 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.